You're with SBS Radio.
I am joined by Linda Burney, who is the Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians. Linda, what does it mean to have two Indigenous peoples in this position on opposite sides of government?
Well, thanks, Rachel. I think it's historic. It's just so wonderful that I've known Kent for 30 years. We're not always going to agree on everything, but it does mean that we can go forward together on some really significant issues, like what the theme of NAIDOC Week is about this week, you know, about the voice, about treaty, about truth-telling. And it also means that people in the party, both our parties, really look to us for direction.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And when it comes to voice, treaty, truth, can you tell me a little bit about Labor's commitments to those themes in the different policies that you're putting forward?
Sure. Well, we've got Patrick Dodson and, of course, Balindiri McCarthy in our caucus as well. And Labor has been very clear about adopting all of the aspects of the Uluru Statement, voice, treaty, and truth-telling. And that remains our policy. Going forward, we want to see and work with the government in a bipartisan way the establishment of a voice to the parliament and entrenchment in the constitution. But the point that I've made very strongly, and I think Ken agrees with this, is that bipartisanship is not a race to the bottom. Bipartisanship has to be aiming for the highest points you can.
Do you think we're seeing a shift? Are we about to see Indigenous affairs in this country change direction?
I think it's going to take a lot of effort. I think we will see a change of direction, but the real question, Rachel, and I watch you every week on the point, is, you know, how we move those social justice indicators about removal, about incarceration, life expectancy. They're the things that we will not see any massive change in 12 months, 2 years. They're long-term things, but I am confident that we can work together on it.
Tell me from Labor's perspective about how you're going to tackle some of these issues, because Ken Wyatt has talked about suicide prevention. That's one of the things he's very passionate about, coming from WA, seeing what's happened in the Kimberley at the beginning of this year. Can you please tell me about Labor's approach to suicide prevention in this country?
Well, I've made it very clear on the first day, I think, that I was announced as Shadow Minister, the issue of suicide. We're doing a trip through, a group of us are doing a trip through both the Western Australian desert and the Central Australian desert. And part of that will be actually sitting down and talking to families that have actually had the lived experience. I've always had the very strong view, no matter what portfolio that you have, that you have to take direction from the people that have the lived experience. And that's the way in which we'll go forward.
Now, Linda, it is NAIDOC Week, and one of the other themes is pretty deadly, isn't it?
I love NAIDOC Week. I'm much older than
you're
you
beaming.
Are. And I've just seen NAIDOC Week change from a very isolated, small celebration here and there to what's become part of our national story. NAIDOC Week, you know, you listen to the radio, you watch television, you come to the ball, and every school, most churches, most local governments, most governments are actually doing something to mark NAIDOC Week. My calendar is jam-packed next week, as all of our calendars are. But it really is a week that started out, let's remember, back in the 30s, from the day of mourning, to now a national celebration for all Australians about culture, about history, and about truth.
I think that's a really important point to raise, because truth is one of the other themes in the NAIDOC theme of voice, treaty, truth. For you, what does truth-telling in this country look like?
Truth-telling is something that I think we're getting much better at. I have been involved in this pursuit of truth-telling for 25 years. And when you think about it, the power of education in terms of teaching the truth, the power of local communities. I think about some communities that have come together and built monuments to recognise massacres. I mean, that's true telling, and it really is about personal connections, personal conversations. But the one thing that I do know, Rachel, is that truth is fundamental to changing all of the other things that we've talked about tonight. And when a country comes to terms with its truth, it is a better country for it.
I think that's a really good point to finish on. So just lastly, Linda, what are some words that you want to leave the community with as they're about to go into this year's NAIDOC Week?
NAIDOC Week is an amazing week for First Nations people. It celebrates our survival, it celebrates our culture, and it celebrates our generosity and sharing. And it is also a very important week for all Australians. Join in, come to one of our events, meet some Aboriginal people. I can tell you something, it will make this country a much better place for all of us. Happy NAIDOC, everyone.
Happy NAIDOC to you, Linda. Thank you so much for joining me.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.